let me ask you a question. What in the world would get you out of your comfy chair and away from your big screen TV out to see a local band? You have to be crazy, right? Maybe, maybe not. That's the subject of today's Rock and Rant. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website, again, is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Lots of cool stuff there. Please check back often. We're getting ready to launch our Patreon here in maybe next week. So a lot of cool stuff's coming, some exclusive music, some exclusive T-shirts, all kind of exclusive things you can get access to. So check all that out. Check out our website, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com, because there's tons of great podcasts. There are my daily shows, my Rock and Rant. We do interviews, and we do our live show every week on Rock Rage Radio Live on Facebook. Just tons of cool stuff there. If you love great guitar-driven rock, guitar-driven music, go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Okay, enough about that. So this today's show was inspired by a fellow musician. I had put up a post on Facebook saying, what do you guys want me to talk about? And he says, well, can you talk about like making it as a local band? So this is a giant, huge, huge subject. And there's a lot of things that we could discuss. And there's a lot of different places we could start. It's like trying to eat an elephant. So I'm just jumping in and taking a bite out of the whole make it as a local band question. And this is just kind of what I'm coming up with. I'm just thinking the first thing off the top of my head, the thing that I think matters most is, are you awesome? You have to be freaking killer. So-so, okay, not as, you know, better than the band that played before them. That is not going to cut it. People have so many options. There are so many options for people to go out. To stay home where they can be safe and warm and not have to spend a lot of money and enjoy great entertainment, great musical entertainment. They could sit there and stream, you know, tons and tons of concert footage videos on YouTube or listen to Spotify. You know, people have great sound systems, big screen TVs. The concert experience is in their living room. Why in the hell are they going to go out, spend money? And I'm not talking about the cover, because, you know, that's just a little portion of it. You know, people are like, well, it's only $5 or it's only $10. Right. Okay. But I got to get there. So if I'm going to drink, I got to, you know, either take public transportation. But if that's not available, I got to take Uber. So that's more money. Or maybe I'm going to risk it and I'm going to pay to park. There's so many roadblocks to get people to come out to see you. You have to understand you're fighting a major uphill battle. One way to combat that is to be absolutely amazing. People are not judging you. And I don't mean judging like they're sitting back like, you know, Simon Cowell from, you know, American Shitty Idol. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just in their mind, they're making comparisons. They don't know much about music. But if they go to see you and it feels off to them, it doesn't feel like some concert they went to with some touring act that they saw, something they saw in an arena or, you know, a big club or something like that. You sound to them, if you come off as half-ass, not putting on an amazing show, not having songs that they walk out humming and singing, you know, crappy vocals or just so-so vocals, untight rhythm section, people missing things, loose show where you're screwing around in between songs, the guitar player's tuning, the drummer's playing around on his drums. I mean, you have to have a show, music, band, everything has to be freaking dynamite. That is where you have to start. If you think it at all isn't absolutely freaking killer, amazing, then you need to work on your show for a while before you start expecting to make it, air quotes there, as a local band, meaning bringing fans all the time. So keep that in mind, guys. A lot of us are little, a lot of musicians have egos, and sometimes it's easy to get self-deluded into thinking you're like way better than you are. Really, really work on it. Show it to friends. Ask for honest feedback. Videotape it. Look at it. Sit down with the band and say, oh, that was a little, was that okay? Was that, you know, ask, show it to other people in the industry. Don't be afraid to reach out. There's other podcasters. Show it to me. There's the other DJs on Rock Rage Radio. They would probably be really happy to like, just kind of like maybe give you a little bit of a little bit of feedback. Don't bother Eddie Trunk. He's talked about this, how he doesn't have time to do this for bands. But you just work on it. Just keep plugging away until it's freaking awesome. And if you are going to go out and play before it's freaking awesome, just know that you're doing that as a sort of rehearsal so that you can make it freaking awesome and be working on it that way. But in terms of getting the people out, the very baseline of it is you have to be absolutely amazing. If you are not amazing, stop right there. Get your crap together musically. Have a great show, great performance, tight on in all aspects of music. We could discuss that deeper in another podcast. Get that together first. Make sure, because so many of you guys out there are like, you're like, okay. I go see a lot of bands. I get asked to go see a lot of bands, and they're like, you're like, okay, but you're not like, oh my God. Oh my God, that was just freaking amazing. Make it freaking amazing, and then we can start talking about, you know, what you could do to market and different things like that. But that's the first thing. All right, guys. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. If you would like to get access to my inner circle, which allows you to hang out live with me. We talk a little bit before and after these shows. I record them live on Facebook. If you would love to get access to that, there's an exclusive record that you'll get, and some exclusive video, and all kind of access to all kind of bunch of cool stuff. Go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, and that way you can get access to my inner circle. You can be hanging out live with me. We usually talk before and after these things. So, all right, guys, that's enough for me. Catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.